heart driven by the finer things. I see more than materials and wealth. What have you got to give to me? What I don't already give myself. You are
Hello everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Illuminated Disclaimer. This is going to be Creative Disclaimer, which is just another series that I do with Illuminated Disclaimer, where I just talk about doing poetry and other creative endeavors. Sometimes I write poems, sometimes I write haikus, sometimes I write short stories, but I want to use this segment to just talk about things that I find creative as an outlook, just in between all the working and all the proper Illuminated Disclaimer episodes I like to do. So if you are interested, at the end of this video there'll be a playlist which talks about all the other creative disclaimers that I brought out. Alternatively, just go through my videos. I also do other things as well. If you want to teach maths, I could be your guy. So without further ado, this poem is very short, but it's called Nature is Unnatural. So I haven't memorized it. This has just been something I've been writing over the last few weeks, but I intend to bring this out more because I feel for me it's quite relevant, and I feel like if I took this to a poetry event it can get a nice warm reception. So I'm going to read the first part out to me. No, I'm not going to read the first part out to me, I'm going to read the first part out to you. And if you like it, leave a comment. If you don't like it, leave a comment. But while you do that, just like and subscribe to, you know, I'm saying thank you very much. Okay, so nature is unnatural. You think the scariest places are the forest and the jungles, but the scariest things are the forest and the jungles which don't serve nature anymore. That's right, the concrete jungles and the forest hills. You think that the Amazon rainforest is a dangerous place, yet we use the Amazon every day. Park versus tech. One increases our awareness, yet one decreases our surroundings. One makes us spend time reinventing ourselves while one makes us spend our hard-earned coin, and one matures whilst one makes us a toddler relying on their system. Okay, that's the poem. As I said, it was quite short, but to me it's quite powerful because, you know, we grew several centuries ago in the jungles and the forests, depending on where you come from, of course. But now we focus not on the jungles, but the concrete jungles, and we focused on the forest hills, which is a reference to an area in South London, which is near to my house. And it's funny how our ancestors, you know, used to live in different Amazons across the world, and now we're focusing on another Amazon. And you probably ask the young generation, what is an Amazon? And they'll tell you somewhere where they could buy toys. And it just shows how we have lost sense with our nature and our surroundings. And if you speak to someone who's younger than me, I'm 31, 32, and if you speak to someone younger than me, they'll probably say that this is nature. The rooms, the walls, this LCD screen, all these things are nature, but in actuality this nature is unnatural, hence the poem. But I feel like I want to add a lot more to it, and I just want to put it out here so all of you can also listen and judge and also give some feedback. So yeah, that is Nature is Unnatural. Thank you so much for watching. That has been Creative Disclaimer. I've been Sydney, and keep on finding new ways to be creative in your life. Thank you very much.